The journey of the seven purifications is a journey to increased simplicity of attention, where there's less and less overlays of concepts and ideas on our experience. And one of the helpful things to put aside is the idea that of me, myself, and mine. So for example, there can be sometimes an important difference between referring to pain as my pain versus the pain. Or my meditation experience versus the experience. When you say, add the word my, it's very easy that to come along with all kinds of associations, even attachments, complicated ideas, concerns. And so this shift from my experience, my pain, my breathing, to the experience can contribute to this simplifying, so we can see more directly underneath the concepts and ideas. And then as we begin this meditation session, I'm going to suggest that you progressively relax some of the muscles in your body. But as you do so, you might give a little bit of attention to whether there are some attitudes expressed in the tension. It doesn't have to be, but sometimes the holding patterns in our body arise from some attitude we have. There can be tension around the eyes and the attitude of trying hard to see or do something, restraining. Tension in the jaw, and we can be, again, straining or resisting. So to begin, you might begin by softening the muscles of your eyes, letting your eye sockets rest, the eyes rest in the eye sockets. No need to be looking when the eyes are closed. Softening the muscles around the eyes. And then it might be possible to soften around the cheeks and the nose, mouth. Almost as if you can let the muscles fall away from the bone. Maybe as you exhale. And softening the jaw, perhaps gently, slowly letting the mouth drop open, and then floating the teeth back together. Perhaps softening the shoulders, the shoulder blade area. As you exhale, letting the weight of your shoulders. Gently release. Help you release any holding. It might be possible to soften in the chest, middle of the chest. And as you soften in the chest, perhaps there can be softening of some attitude associated with tightness holding in the chest. And then softening in the area of the solar plexus and the belly. Perhaps allowing the belly to hang forward and down. And perhaps releasing any holding in the whole pelvic area. And then generally, all over the whole body, if you notice if you're bracing yourself in any way, perhaps you can release the bracing. And letting the body open, soften. Rather than having the whole body pull in and be constricted. Perhaps there can be, as you exhale, a softening and opening of the body outward. The edges of the body spread out. And also it might be possible to soften the thinking muscle. Any tension or pressure associated with thinking or your mentality or that part of you that engages to do the practice. Perhaps you can soften. As you exhale, relax. Maybe letting the mind spread out, widen. And as it widens, become stiller. And then bring your attention to some place in your body where your body is making contact, physical contact with something, your hands touching or some part of your body or your bottom on your cushion or seat, feet on the floor. And let yourself experience that contact for a few moments. And then see if you can notice that there are two things happening. There's the experience of contact, and then there's maybe a very simple, maybe peaceful knowing, oh, this is contact. This is pressure, softness, hardness. Because we have the ability to be conscious, when there's touch that happens, physical contact, it isn't just the touching that happens, but also the knowing. And the knowing is distinct from the touch, though not separated from it. There can be a sound, and if it's a brief sound, there can be a very simple knowing there was a sound, and that knowing lingers a bit after the sound has stopped. If there is no sound for a while, there's no knowing of hearing. But then there's a sound, and there's a knowing of sound. If there's no thoughts for a while, and then there's a thought that arises, there's going to be a very simple knowing of the thought being there, a kind of recognition or a and there's always two things happening. There's the experience, whatever, there's the experience you're having. And there's a very simple, perhaps innocent, knowing of that experience. The knowing arises dependent on the direct, simple experience of the moment. And this knowing that happens might not need to be actively done, but rather if you relax the mind and something occurs in that relaxed awareness, the awareness will know. It will know the breath as you breathe, and it will know sensations. In fact, a relaxed, quiet mind. In a relaxed, quiet mind. Knowing will occur effortlessly. There's an experience that occurs, and there's a knowing of it, the awareness of it. And a useful place to stay close connected to this, to being aware of experience and the knowing of it, is in the coming and going of breathing, sensations of breathing. And as you stay with the simple sensations of breathing, provides kind of an anchor, stability, staying present. As a series of sensations of breathing arise and pass, are known and the particular sensations that come into breathing arise and pass. And so does the knowing of the particular sensations. The particular knowings come and go. there can be knowing without a sense of me knowing. Knowing without a knower. And if there is a sense of me knowing, sense of a knower, you might see if there's any feelings of contraction or pressure, tension, a coagulation related to that being the knower. And seeing maybe as you exhale to soften that tension, relax any hardening. Letting the sense of knowing float free from any sense of me, myself, and mine. In such a way that knowing even knows, steps back and recognizes the sense of I or me that might arise. It's just another experience which can be known. It's not a problem. If there's any reaction to what's happening, that also can be known as it arises. And if you can stay in the simple knowing of what happens, what arises, nothing needs to be a problem. It's just another experience, being known. Something that appears and disappears, all in its own time. And the particular sense of knowing, recognizing something, whatever it is, that also appears and disappears. As many of you know, Buddhism puts a big emphasis on the impermanent changing nature of phenomena. And it's important to remember that that includes states of concentration and mindfulness. The strength of our concentration waxes and wanes over the course of the day in different times, even within a sitting. The strength of mindfulness, the clarity of it, waxes and wanes over the day and over certain sittings. And that's the way it is. It's not a mistake that happens. Emotions come and go, here for a while. Tiredness comes and goes to some degree. But through it all, it's possible to take refuge in the knowing. The simple just knowing, this is what's happening. And those times when the concentration and mindfulness is strong, it might be possible to do less and rest, relax. And you have a clearer and clearer sense of how things, the simplicity of how things appear. And there's a knowing of what appears. And in that simple knowing, coming and going of the knowing, coming and going of experience, it might either highlight the wind drag of self, self-concern, and that can just be known. Or it might be a relief to just be here in a simple way, without needing to be involved in self-referencing. Just the unfolding of phenomena and the knowing of phenomena. And when things coalesce into self and less concentrated states, that's okay too. Just something else to know. And in the knowing, there is a kind of freedom and peace to be found. If we can really recognize the experience of knowing, independent of what is known. And today, I'll have practice discussion with the people that I saw 2 days ago in the first round, and that is the sheet that's up on the door. I hope you enjoy the day. Thank you.